passionate instigator, and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we're challenging everything and everyone. We do that here on Om Times Radio, where we're changing the world one om at a time. As always, here in the Dr. Kevin Show, we like to, first of all, remind you we are a call-in show now. So you have a couple of ways to be part of the conversation. You can come to the Facebook page, facebook.com/mydrkevin. And today's guest is posted right at the pinned right to the top. I've pinned him to the top. And you can actually read about him, see him, get his contact information, and leave a comment. Ask a question. The other thing is you can call in because this is a live call-in show now. Where before it was just a live show. And that number is 202-570-7057. That is also on the Facebook fan page as well. I'd like to remind my listening audience that the world is going to change with or without you. You can make a difference or you can choose to have the difference made for you and then have to deal with it. One of the ways you can make a difference is to speak out, to let your voice be heard in a civil and powerful way. This is an opportunity for you to get your voice out in front of millions of people and to share something of importance or to ask a question, get a clarification, move things out into the world. So you can sit back and complain and gripe that you don't like the way things are going, or you can make a difference. You can stand up and you can speak out. As always, we start with my hot topic of the day. My hot topic is something that either gets me hot under the collar or makes me feel warm and fuzzy. I have been looking for some warm and fuzzies, and I keep on finding hot under the collars. So today I found a hot under the collar. I'm trying, guys. I really am. I know there are a lot of good things going out on there in the world today. I absolutely know those. Of course, those don't get put out in the world as much as other things. But we like to also try to put a spiritual perspective or an understanding or a questioning. So my hot under the collar that I will be bringing today's guest in on is yet another sexual abuse scandal, this time from the USA gymnastic team. It's been going on for years and years. It was discussed at different times when there were allegations, and the protection was always about the money, the medals, protecting the coaches. And the girls that were getting abused were an afterthought. Now, we see this so often. We've got them going on in the Navy right now. We've got them going on. We've had them going on college football. It's been sexual abuse of both genders. It's all over the place. The question is there any more abuse going on than there has ever been? Or is it just that it's all coming to the surface? Are we coming to a time where people now feel like they might make a difference if they're speaking out? Is this a sign of empowerment? In some odd and strange way, is the world becoming more empowered, or is truly sexual abuse on the rise? So speaking of rise, today's guest is Reese Thomas. I almost said rise because I've mispronounced it that way before, but not tonight. Tonight I'm in a good place and I'm going to say Reese Thomas. So Reese Thomas is a visionary author, speaker, trainer, and coach in the personal growth and energy medicine field. He's the founder of the Reese Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine and the creator of the Reese Method, a powerful system, self-discovery, transformation, and healing. He is the author of the internationally best-selling book, Discover Your Purpose, How to Use the Five Life Purpose Profiles to Unlock Your Hidden Potential and Live the Life You Were Meant to Live. Now, that's one hell of a title. That's all I can say. And And his Reese method is taught exclusively at the Reese Thomas Institute through the Reese Thomas coaching programs and through his products and online programs. Reese Thomas is also going to be at the Web of Light Expo, April 22nd and 23rd in Nashville at the Courtyard Marriott. He's going to be there with his school, with his students. They're going to be doing free healings. He's going to be doing a talk. You're going to have more Reese's pieces of Reese. Then you know what to do with. Reese, are you there?
Hey, Kevin. Doc Kevin, how are you, man?
Well, you know, I'm pretty hyped. Can you tell?
I can tell. I can tell. You got a little hot under the collar there about the sex scandals, I see.
Well, you know, the question is, are these coming up now because we're more empowered, or they're more, I mean, it's a tragedy that it ever happened. And and I'm somebody who is a survivor of sexual abuse. So it's absolutely a tragedy it ever happens, that it ever happens to anyone. But all of these are coming up now out of the closet. And I wonder, what do you think? Could it be a sign that humanity is becoming more empowered? Or are we becoming bigger deviants?
Well, I think we're policing ourselves more, and it is, I don't know whether there's more or less of it going on right now. Energetically, I'm an energy guy, and when people do that, any type of addictive behavior like that, and that's an addictive behavior, any type of self-abuse or abuse of others, tends to get into this supercharged addictive behavior. And those are always a sign that a person has lost their connection to their own deeper self, and you know, their own deeper soul self. And so often, you know, especially people that have been abused, or will then become the abusers themselves, because they shut down their ability to feel their own feelings because of their own abuse. And then therefore, when you shut down your own feelings and dissociate yourself from others, you no longer feel their feelings or are able to make choices that have any reverence or compassion within them. And so I don't know that it's more. I think that we're becoming more conscious of these behaviors, and certainly are policing them more.
Well, I think that, first of all, one of the things is, I think that the empowerment of women is on the rise. I think it's on the rise because I think that there are more and more women that are finally getting the point that they really don't deserve to be treated that way. And though the sexual abuse scandals, you know, all the way back to the big one starting with the Catholic Church, you know, wasn't all just women. But I think that the empowerment of women has also empowered victims, whether they were male or female. I think that they're interconnected.
I totally agree.
Thoughts?
I totally agree. And of course, you know, I'm sure 50, 80 years ago, women didn't have as strong a voice in their communities, in their, you know, in their families. And I'm sure that a lot of things just got pushed into a we don't talk about that type of thing, which is one of the most detrimental things you can do to any child or any young adult, is to tell them when they have something that needs to be spoken to heal. And almost always, whenever there's a trauma in the body, the body needs to speak. The person needs to work through the trauma, and certainly back in the day, those traumas were sublimated and really put, you know, really held down because nobody talked about them. And so now I think you're right. The empowerment is to be able to share, you know, your truth, and that's a huge change and will be a huge change in how the world views abuse and especially sexual abuse.
Yeah, you know, in my late 20s, when I was having my memories and I was coming to terms with the fact of being sexually abused, and I went to a traditional therapist at the time and tried to work out. And my big my big question, and I at that point I already knew the fact that people who got abused could end up being abusers, and you know, in the case of like a pedophiles, a lot of times they're trying to get back the innocence that was taken for them, and in the fact of ones that happened, you know, incest and stuff like this more through the teenage years, a lot of times there was an element of just not knowing what was sexually appropriate. Even though they would hide it, they knew enough to hide it. And I didn't want to get caught in either one of those. When I started, you know, I started having the memories and stuff like this, and I went to a traditional therapist. And I remember the million-dollar question for me to that therapist was, if I work really hard and I stay on top of this and I do everything that I need to do, will I ever be able to have a happy, normal, healthy relationship? And the man said, probably not. No, you will probably never be able to have a happy, healthy, normal relationship.
That's when you get a new therapist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I proceeded to try to kill myself because I was like, I don't want to live if I can't do that. But that incident made me dig so deep into it that I think it saved me from spending a life as a victim or as a perpetrator, because basically after I decided that I wasn't going to kill myself and I decided I wasn't going to kill the therapist, which was my next thought, I was like, yeah, no, we're not doing this. We're going to be coming up on break in probably about 30 to 45 seconds. Any last thoughts in the form of somebody comes to you, I am being abused, what would you say to them?
You know, the
no
self-love is the key. Yeah, no. The self-love is always the key. And you know, who do you surround yourself with? Who are you willing to be in relationship with, and why? And so it would be that the first thing would be, how do you take care of yourself? And if you are being abused by anybody for any reason, you know, getting distance from that person or that situation, and feeling that you have the right to live your life on your terms, is the beginning of getting back your power.
And there is the music, and we'll be right back with Rhys Thomas.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Mother, Ocean. Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. We are now a live call-in show, so make sure if you want to talk to tonight's guest, who I will guarantee you is worth talking to and worth asking questions for, because he's really good at answering them. Call in at 202-570-7057, or you can ask your questions through Facebook by going to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. While you're there, make sure you like the page. I'm a likable guy. If you don't believe me, ask Reese. You know, he's going to live for me. No, today's guest is Reese Thomas. He's a best-selling author, a visionary speaker, trainer, and coach in the personal growth field. He is the founder of the Reese Method and is the founder of the Reese Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine. He does his coaching programs throughout his coaching programs throughout products and online programs. Boy, I stumbled on that one. Reese is actually joining us right now from Spain. How's the weather there?
The weather in Spain is nice. It's been it's global warming affects every place, and it was the first few years I've been here, it was literally southern Spain. It's like a desert along the ocean. It's beautiful. It's like Arizona on the ocean. It's beautiful. But just this last year, they've had so much rain, the mountains are green. It's like everything's grown up. So it's the weather's shifted here. So they've been having quite a bit of rain. But we've certainly had a few beach days, and I am thrilled to have missed the last nor'easter and the coming nor'easter this weekend in the Boston area, where I'll be going back to do class in the beginning of April.
Yeah, I'm looking out my window, and, 5 days ago it was looking like spring and green and no snow, and now I have a winter wonderland that I'm staring at as I talk to you.
Right. So, when I got on the plane, there were crocuses coming up, and literally a few days later, they're shoveling a foot of snow. So, not good.
Yeah. I'm afraid the crocuses croaked. No pun intended.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
So, now this first section is called Outside the Box, where you want to take the listeners outside their box, stretch their comfort zone, introduce them to a concept or an idea, either in a different way than they've ever heard it before or whatever. I have a lot of confidence in you when it comes to this. But before we do that, I do want one question I want to ask you. I know when I was traveling through Europe a lot and doing a lot of work in Switzerland and England and all through that area, France, Spain, and Bush had gotten reelected for the second time, I would have people that would almost attack me in conversations. What are you, crazy? What's wrong with you Americans? What's wrong with you? And I'd be like, oh, look, I didn't vote for him. Are you getting that about Trump right now by hanging out in Spain?
No, because, well, first of all, the Spanish are much more laid back than some of the other countries about things. But after Bush, nobody expects anything from us ever again. So Trump is just sort of it's just a joke over here. Every station plays, clips of Trump being Trump, and, one after another, and they just, and they laugh, and they just, it's like, how can anybody, be playing these games? And of course, they're all terrified, but what can you do, And he is a caricature of a caricature. And so that's really what you see is what you get with him, and what you're seeing is something that is you have to have a sense of humor about it, and luckily they do. So on the news here, they cover Trump every day, but because it's just good TV.
Well, it's somebody said to me once about, do I think God would ever get so upset with the world that he would just smote it like, some people predict in religion and stuff. And I'm like, no, we're too good for a laugh. I mean, like, we're nonstop Comedy Central for God. And so Trump is nonstop Comedy Central for the world right now. Right now, we're just the biggest joke.
Sadly. As much as he could do that's good, and probably capable of it, I'm not sure he I don't think he really wanted to get elected. He just wanted to run. He wanted to be the most famous man in the world who didn't win the election, and could then be a sort of a political pundit. And now he has to actually worry about getting shot, you know, because he would have never gotten shot before. Now he's, I'm sure he wasn't planning on this. And, you know, clearly by his cabinet selections, he was not planning ahead for anything like a win. But here he is, and he's got to do it. We got, you know, 4 years of having a person who, I don't think he even ran his business very well, trying to run our country. The same way he ran his business, and there's going to be a big learning curve.
Absolutely. So before we eat up any more of your outside the box time, I had to ask, knowing that you were in Spain, I was curious. So
that's a little outside the box. You know?
Yeah.
And keep in mind, you know, so an outside the box, and a simple outside the box with Trump is that Trump represents in my book I talk about the five life purpose profiles, and there's five kinds of people in the world, and one of the characters we've got deep feelers, we've got creative people, we've got caretaking people, we've got achieving people, and then we have basically all the politicians and actors and actresses in the world who have all of this amazing energy and charisma. But also tend to be the people that sabotage themselves and take things the most personally and tweet out things they wish they hadn't said, and they tend to be very impulsive. And so Trump is actually a good example of someone who lives mostly in defense. He's not sort of a Martin Luther King type of a leader who has taken his leadership role. He is a shadow leader. You know, he leads through fear. He gets elected through fear. He works that way. But the key to understanding a man like Trump is that he was born to be a great leader. And through trauma, as we were talking about, the various traumas that people have in their lifetimes, and sort of poor, probably very poor modeling, he learned that the best way to lead is by controlling and manipulating rather than by inspiring. And so, you know, so he basically ends up in that camp. But he is truly a leader. And if anybody can, I mean, the crazy part about him getting elected is that he could actually change the whole system for the positive. He's capable of that. He's capable of anything because he has this leadership quality. He would have to have a coming to Jesus moment to do it, but that's very unlikely he's going to have. But he is capable of that. And when you perceive people like him, even if they're the ones that are foreclosing on your house or kicking you out of your apartment because he, you know, for whatever reason, he's doing whatever he's doing to you or not paying you, you know, if you're one of his contractors. That is a person, though, that is capable of making a massive change in the world. We have Christ on the one side. It was like, you know, everybody's going to remember his name. And then we have a Hitler on the other side that were born. It was born the exact same way. And everybody was, they're born to have everybody remember their name. And how do you want to get your name remembered? For me, it's like, let's work for the people rather than just for my own narcissistic needs. But that person that is a leader like that has such a strong desire to do their own mission that sometimes they can get lost in a shadow trait, which is basically what Trump has got himself into. And it's all about the name, about the grandiose lifestyle that he wants to appear to be living.
Well, and I think that...
So that's a little outside the box, but I got a great outside the box for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got okay, 3 minutes, so go ahead.
3 minutes. Okay, 3 minutes. Okay, so everybody, so we talk about in my book, Discover Your Purpose, we talk about that when things happen to us that are impossible to deal with, we make a vow to either not feel it or to not have it happen again or to never be like a person who did that. We make these vows. And I talk about, you know, we talk about the core wound. You were talking about sexual abuse, and oftentimes you go to a therapist, it's like, well, what was your core wound? And often people will go back to a terrible event. But truly, the core wound that everybody has, and everybody's born with this, is we come into the world being what I call non-form. We come into the world not knowing that we're a boy or a girl, of course, we don't know, you know, that we're even, you know, solid or real. We literally, everything is just, we're sort of one with reality and the universe, and we play, and when we play, we just are flowing with life, and there's no sort of me and the play, there's just play. And we're in this state of sort of oneness, and we're part of our mother, we're part of our father, we're part of the house, we're part of everything. And we have this quality within us, this unbendable, non-negotiable sort of love of living and being in our bodies. And what happens is that when we're in what I call our secret, your secret place, which I talk about in the book and teach you how to find that place within you, because it's still the place in you that heals everything. When we're in that place, we feel so amazing. We know what our gifts are in the world. And then we have to come back into our houses, our household, where our family's like, no, this is how you are. You're a boy or you're a girl, and girls wear this, and this is how we behave. This is our religion, and this is how this goes, and bop, 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 bop. And pretty soon, every child has to make the choice between being who they actually are, which is a soul, or being what the parents want them to be. And they have to make that choice. And this is the most impossible decision that every child makes. It's either be who you are, or be loved and get attention. Because you know, if you don't behave and don't change and act like them and talk like them, they're going to send you to therapy. They're going to maybe send you away. And the child knows that they can't afford that. So every child at some point makes a choice to be what they're supposed to be, and then and not be who they truly are. And it's when you reach the midlife crisis, what I call the midlife calling, when the soul knocks on the door again in your late 30s, usually, and you realize that you forgot something. And the truth is that what you are really here to do is not be who you're supposed to be, but who you were born to be. And by figuring that out and recognizing that and allowing that that was something that we needed to have happen to us, just to work through our lives to the point where we are strong enough now to then choose to take our lives back, that's what, you know, the soul path is for people. And a lot of people argue with that and fight that. And when you accept that about yourself, that we all had to make this tough decision, and what decision did you make that made you be somebody that you were hoping to be rather than who you actually are, that's when you start taking back your power.
Boy. You know, I thought I talked fast, and there's the music. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is Why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we're challenging everything and everyone. And today we are challenging with Rhys Thomas. We're challenging you with Rhys Thomas. We're challenging Rhys Thomas, and we're doing it all in between. You can find out more about Rhys Thomas at rhysthomasinstitute.com. And that's R-H-Y, thomasinstitute.com. You can call in and be part of the conversation. Show up, be heard, make a difference. The number to call in at is 202-570-7057. Or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. Make sure you like the page if you haven't already. And you can type your question there and we will read it on air. So, Rhys, before we move on to behind the scenes, I want to ask this question of you.
Mm-hmm.
What can we say? That much I know. What can we say to the parents of the children yet to be born this year that could make them not have to give up their soul, their children's soul, to make their children not have to make that choice? What would you say to that parent?
That's not part of the deal. You know, you tell the parents to just go for it. Be the best parent you can possibly be, or be the worst parent you can possibly be. The key is that when some of the parents think that they're being the best parent they could possibly be, and the child's still going to be laying on the therapist's couch in their 40s saying they were the worst parent ever. So the parent, I deal in soul sort of awareness and depth, and the reality is that souls choose the parents. The parents don't choose the children. The parents have sex, but the insemination of the ovum is where it ends with the people. Everything else there, once the baby starts forming, is the soul deciding that those two parents have exactly what that soul needs to develop itself yet in some deeper level. And so if everybody owned that they chose their parents rather than the parents choosing them, they would be able to see what we talk about in Discover Your Purpose, which is that each of these types of people, so a very creative person often comes into the world in a very scary place, which then puts them way up in their creativity, in their upper chakras, and out of the world, and keeps them out of the world, where they will then access more creative ideas. And so having scary parents, or dissociated parents, or being put up for adoption, or something where you are going to live out of your body would be natural. Those would be the choices that a soul would make to enhance this person's ability to express their core purpose. Or if someone were, as we talked about, the second quality, which is these deep, deep feelers, these people that are just like, oh, it's so lovely to see you, and they talk quietly and slowly, and oftentimes like, oh, you know, you scared me when you sneezed like that. And so they have this very soft nature. Well, of course, they're going to tend to have at least one parent that is going to limit their ability to get their needs met. And will not like the fact that the child cries a lot and is very emotional, and will tell that child that's bad and you should be quiet, nobody cries in the family, and blah, all that sort of stuff. And that child will then learn to hide and or over cry or overdo this, so that they will have this experience of life that the parents give them of themselves not being good enough. And it's when we, and that's true for all of the other profiles, both the caretaking ones will be have their will taken away by the parent. One of the parents will be very dominant and will take their will away, and the person will just have to give rather than wanting to give, which is what the caretaker wants to do, but they learn that they have to do it, and they're like a doormat in their lives, and of course that becomes a big problem in their lives. And then the knowledgeable achievers, actually these super achiever type people, actually come into the world, and their wound isn't that they get wounded by the parents, it's that they're better than the parents. They're smarter. They're more organized. They get independence at like 3 years old or 4 years old because they already know how to dress themselves and potty train themselves and do everything. And so their wound around the parents of the parent sort of lets them be free rather than have them be a child. And then, of course, the leaders always get wounded by the parent because the parent is not going to let a two-year-old be in charge of the house. So the child then will tend to be in charge of the house by being a brat or being screaming or doing whatever it is to gain control. So that's an element of how the parents are chosen by the soul. Because if you think about your personality not from some behavioral standpoint, which is like Myers-Briggs and Enneagram and some of these other profiling systems, which are all just behavioral. If you think about it from the perspective of the soul, each of us come in to learn very specific lessons and then have to make a choice to be those things rather than just have life automatically just fall in our lap. So if our parents were masters, they would still wound us. We would still say, oh my God, my father was a master. What a weirdo. I'm going to go into the army, or something like that. Because the children are, we're here to rise above our parents, and whatever our parents thought was the greatest thing since sliced bread, we think is like, and it just is the way it goes. We are born to rise above our parents. And so we will choose parents that we have to rise above.
Well, it's very interesting because there's two or three things you said that I want to comment on. First is, I absolutely agree about, the souls come in and choose and create those agreements to come in. And, I often say that, we give birth to our unresolved issues and we call it a child. So, the teaching goes both ways. And we kind of come in and do that evolutionary step of moving forward. And, of course, it's so much more empowering when you look back and say, okay, for whatever reasons, I chose these people, so I get to figure out why and what I'm going to do about it, and then it stops everything they did, quote-unquote, did to me that holds me back. So that's a very freeing concept. I mean, it's very empowering. The last comment I wanted to make to you was something I think you'll get a kick out of. As a child, my stepfather, who there was a lot of dominance games back and forth, because it took me to be an adult to realize I was smaller, but I was smarter than he was. And so I could outthink him. I could out-argue with him at 8 or 9 and win an argument, which was never received very well. And so he gave me the nickname of King. And there's a picture somewhere of me sitting on the front step with a crown and a towel and a stick as a scepter. And he called me King. And it wasn't until my mid-late 20s, early 30s that my stepfather actually said that when he called me King, it was an insult. He was he didn't say it in a mean way as an adult, but he was kind of like, you realize I was trying to make fun of you and that was not a compliment. And I was like, oh, no, I just thought you recognized the truth of the fact. I was King.
Right. Well, of course, your dad was a charismatic leader too, and a charismatic leader, no leader. I mean, think about our leaders in our government; they don't share power, and children will always have the same the same profiles, the same qualities as the parents. That's the one thing the parents, the lineage you get from your parents is that you get their genetics you get a piece of their quality. You choose them because they hold this strong, say, leader quality. So your dad had that and didn't didn't use it as well, or was more, say, dominant physically with his, and you came in and you were going to be more dominant verbally, and so his only way to gain control over you was to try to put you down, which is of course very mature, but ultimately even as a child, the charismatic leader child exert some kind of dominance, whether it's intelligent dominance or physical dominance or just literally they are willing to scream longer and louder than the parent is. And the other thing that maybe you tried as well with mom or with other people was charming. And so charismatic leaders will also use that energy to be very charming. And sometimes if a parent was incredibly charming, the child will say, will vow, or the parent was very dominant or aggressive, the child will say, well, I'll never be that. And here's if you want another outside the box. Are we about to lose time? No, we got one more minute. Another outside the box is that the parent, the child will, when the child vows not to be like a parent, what ends up happening isn't that that energy ever goes away. It's just that the child can't access it in a healthy way. And so the same energy that a parent uses to be aggressive, or the same energy at the beginning of the hour, you talked about a sexual abuser, the energy that a sexual abuser uses to sexually abuse is the same energy that a person needs, the same energy flows through the body that would be the same energy that would save somebody from being hurt by another person. And so children, when a child vows to not be like a parent, child doesn't know the difference between a behavior and energy, and they just shut off that energy. And then later on in life, they can't figure out why they don't know who they are or what they're supposed to do.
Well, and the interesting thing is, and I know we're going to come up in a second, so you're probably going to have to answer this on the other side of the music break, is the story I told about King was my stepfather. And in this day and age, a lot of people have stepfathers and stepmothers. So my father, Papa, was very charming, and the interesting thing was he was very charming and was very intelligent and was abused by a father who was not as bright as he was verbally. So think about that, and we'll talk when we get back.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we challenge everything and everyone. Today we are here with Reese Thomas. Reese Thomas is a visionary author, speaker, trainer, and coach in the personal growth and energy medicine field. He's the founder of the Reese Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine and the creator of the Reese Method, a powerful system, self-discovery, transformation, and healing. He's the author of the international best-selling book, Discover Your Purpose, How to Use the Five Life Purpose Profiles to Unlock Your Hidden Potential and Live the Life You Were Meant to Live. And his Reese Method is taught exclusively at the Reese Thomas Institute through the Reese Thomas coaching programs and through his products and online programs. Remember, this is a live call-in show. You can be part of this conversation at 202-570-7057. So I want to keep it short and quick because we've got a couple other things to go over before we run out of time. But I would think a step parent at an early age adds a whole level of dimension in all of this. Everything we were talking about before.
It does or it doesn't. And adopted children, you know, it's, you really need to know the primary parent because you get your energetics from your family of origin. And it's not that the adopted parents aren't playing a soulmate role, but you know, your mom is the consistency here, right? So she marries a charismatic leader guy the first time, and she went for the same thing the second time, just a different version.
Yep.
So you did get another version of the charismatic leader, of that strong character. And so she just sort of, you know, said, well, you didn't get enough with the first one, so let's give you another version of this.
Yeah. So we're going to cut it there because this wasn't as much as it's lovely to have this be the Dr. Kevin therapy session. We're going to move on. So we just skipped behind the curtain altogether. We're moving into what a load of crap and what load of crap do you want to expose the world to? But I do want to, before we get into that, I know that you have an event coming. What I'm going to ask you to do is go and post that event, underneath our, on the website where I have your thing tagged at the top, and it will stay tagged there, until my next guest post comes up, mostly because this show gets replayed several times over the next week. So people will still come back to the Facebook page if they hear that there's something posted here to look for it. So and this event is called Awakening Event? Awaken Event.
Awaken Event. It's Awaken. And I run a 3-year energy medicine school training. And we have over 150 different awakening techniques that we use, meditations and healing work and bioenergetics and interpersonal relationship work and how to speak to people and how to read energy fields and how to all of these amazing things that we do, including I use crystal bowls and sound healing and we do pretty much everything that's out there and all the books we have people read. We read all the top authors and we teach them over a 3-year period how to truly not only know who they are but what their deepest sort of purpose and big why in their lives are. So many people come to therapists and say, what is my purpose in life? Well, that is our specialty. And so what happens is that, you know, people hear about our program and they sign up for our program, but it's a big commitment to do our program. And it's hard to really understand what we do or what it's like to come and spend an entire weekend in deep transformation and doing all the levels of chakras and what we call these profiles, this profile system, and healing work that we do. And so a number of years ago, we started offering a weekend event, and this is we call it Awaken, where people get to come and sort of kick the tires and take the program for a test drive. And we usually get a couple of hundred people in a room, and this year it's in Dedham, Massachusetts at the Holiday Inn, and we will have a couple hundred people in there, and I will run a weekend like you're in the Reese Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, and you're getting all of these amazing awakening techniques, and you get a chance to, you know, to take what we do for a test ride. And even if you don't end up, you know, deciding that the program's the right thing for you, you will walk away with just incredible meditations and skills and awarenesses that you have probably never crossed your mind before, and are really important for you if you're going to be stepping on and staying on your path to your deeper purpose. So it's awakenevent.com is the www.awakenevent, all one word, .com. And you can sign up on there and check it out. And it's really, we have so much fun. We laugh, we play. I have my entire staff. I have 35 staff members, and then usually we'll get another 30 or 40 volunteer students. So you'll have a lot of our actual staff that are there, and people that have graduated from the program that you can talk to and bring huge energy into the room. You get that many healers in one room, along with a huge crowd. You can really make some massive transformation in a very short period of time and get a real taste for what it's like to live in your purpose for those 2 days.
Okay, so that's going to be happening. I actually get the link. It's up on I did get it up on the Facebook page, and it shows you a little thing, so people can go there and click on it. It's May 20th and 21st. Now, I'm not going to go to your three-year school. Nothing personal.
No problem.
But I might hang out at that weekend. So, what is the weekend cost?
The weekend is it's super super expensive because this is really high level stuff. We are charging $50 for both days, and not only can you come for $50, but you can bring a friend for free if you sign up. If you click online, you can bring a friend for free. So we try to make our events very available to everybody, and really the $50 fee is, we found that that $50 just reminds people that they've got a seat, they need to come, they need to check it out, and there's actually there's a caveat in there. It's like no way to lose here by signing up. If you do come and get all of these amazing things that we do, and somehow your test drive on this didn't go well for you, at the end of the weekend, if you say, you know what, it didn't work for me, I don't feel like you delivered what you said you were going to deliver, which is an amazing experience and weekend, we will give you your $50 back. So that is that's a pretty good deal, and we set it up because we know that we know how to deliver. We actually deliver 3-day weekends 5 times a year in the school for about 150 people every weekend, and so we do this every weekend, and this is just another opportunity for us to get out and do what we love to do, what we do so well, and also share that with people that have never heard of what we do or known of any place that does anything like what we do. And we're kind of a mystery school and healer school and personal transformation and coaching school all built into one.
Well, every now and then my fiance and I will do a date night, a spiritual date night, or we do something different. And sometimes I like to be in the audience instead of on the stage, because God knows I've been on the stage enough. So I want to take a look at that and see if that works for me and my schedule. I don't have my schedule in front of me because I'm busy with you on the air right now. But who knows? You might see Jeff and I there.
Awesome. I would love to.
Yeah. So
I'll pull you up on stage.
So you teach from some of the best spiritual books out there. So which one of mine do you teach from? I just want to know which one of mine you're using.
All of them.
Oh, really? You know I've got like 12 of them out, right?
I know. Now, right now, we're not using a Dr. Kevin. We are not using a Dr. Kevin book as of yet, but we're just, we haven't quite become that advanced yet. So we're still sticking with the Wayne Dyers and the Deepak Chopras and the Eckhart Tolles and Debbie Ford, people like that. So of course my books as well. But I do aspire to the Dr. Kevin books, and we will. I'm sure as we do more work together, I'll be learning a lot more about your books.
Hey, you know, people read all those books, so you know they'll read those on their own. You want to give them a book that they might not come across.
Totally.
So that is Awaken Event. It is at facebook.com/mydrkevin. And we have the link there, and we've got the lovely little doohickey, the picture, and all the stuff that comes when we put the website on. So check it out, May 20th, May 21st. The Awakening Event. Also, again, remember, Reese is going to be at the Web of Light Expo. He'll be doing healings there. He'll be speaking there. And I haven't asked him yet, but we got to have a special area set up in times for people to do book signings. So I suspect he might be interested in that as well. Sign a couple of your
books. I'll be doing free in our booth. In our booth, we give free healings. Which is not what everybody does. We offer free healings in our booth, and I'll do soul readings, and which are basically your profile reading, and give you a taste of sort of what we do in the program in a deep way. So our staff will be there. They'll be doing heart healings and helping you sort of reconnect to that. To that level of your soul, and I'll be doing the sort of like, what's the bigger purpose? How are you going to take that heart out there in the world and make it a soulmate world rather than a dog eat dog world?
And there is our time, Reese. Wonderful as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Kevin.
Here.
Dr. Kevin,
it was great. Bye.